A longtime Pittsburgh arts group has suspended operations. As 90.5 WESA's Bill O'Driscoll reports, the shutdown of the Silkscreen Asian American Film Festival comes just as allegations of sexual harassment against the group's executive director are surfacing. Just a warning, this story contains details and language that may be upsetting for some listeners.
This week, 2 days after wrapping its 13th annual festival, Silkscreen shut down, citing financial challenges. The announcement came just a day after one of its three salaried employees, who had just been laid off that morning, went on Facebook Live to condemn the group.
This is the time, this is the climate right now to bring this stuff to light. And I really need your help so that this man can never go and do this to another woman again.
Serenity Welsby says Silkscreen's board of directors was covering up long-simmering allegations of sexual harassment by the group's founder and director, Harish Saluja. Silkscreen's mission is to celebrate Asian and Asian American culture through film, dance, and music. Welsby says the board asked her to sign a release that offered her $1,000 but prohibited her from discussing her experiences there. WESA has spoken with 8 Silkscreen staffers or interns dating back to 2014. All say they experienced or witnessed conduct by Saluja ranging from verbal abuse to sexual harassment. Welsby was the group's operations and programming assistant. She says Saluja often told her and other female employees how to dress.
He said, "I've seen your Facebook photos, and I know that you can look sexy, and I need you to look sexy when you're with me because you represent me, and I need to look good." Basically, like, I felt like a arm candy.
Sarah Miller worked at Silkscreen in 2015 and 2016. She recalls a discussion with Saluja after a board meeting.
He said, "You have a sexy voice, so you should speak up so they can hear you louder." I think I just sat there shocked that that's something that he actually said to me.
A former Silkscreen intern said Saluja often made inappropriate comments around staffers.
I remember one of our first conversations we ever had was like at a coffee shop, and he said something about a...
This former intern, who asked that her name not be used, recalled another incident.
I would be doing my computer work, and he would be sitting right behind me and supposedly looking at the computer screen while looking down my shirt because I caught him one time, and then he goes, "I'm sorry for staring at your..."
In August, Welsby voiced her concerns to the board. Then she learned that Miller, her predecessor, had reported Saluja's alleged harassment and verbal abuse to the board in 2016, but that the only result was an emailed apology from him to the interns. Welsby collected stories from several former workers and submitted them to the board. Immediately after, she says, board members began appearing in the office whenever Saluja was there, as sort of chaperones, but Saluja was not fired.
We talked to the board, we tried to work with them, and they just refused to cut out the cancer that was Harish.
A spokesperson for Silkscreen said Wednesday that the group is aware of the allegations and, quote, actively addressing them at this time. She said the document Welsby was asked to sign was a standard release unrelated to the allegations against Saluja. An attorney for Saluja said Mr. Saluja denies ever sexually harassing any woman at work or otherwise. Saluja is also a volunteer host of Music from India, a long-running program on WESA. In a statement, a WESA spokesperson said the station had suspended its relationship with Saluja and the program and was conducting a confidential inquiry into the allegations. Silkscreen is not a large group. A 2016 federal tax filing, the most recent available, shows its revenue declining by half from just 4 years earlier to $139,000. But the group's honorary advisory board includes Pittsburgh Mayor Bill Peduto. In September, Miller, the former Silkscreen staffer, alerted Peduto's office to the allegations. A mayoral spokesperson says Peduto then canceled plans to attend the September 21st gala that kicked off this year's Silkscreen Film Festival. The University of Pittsburgh's Film Studies program, which once sent interns to Silkscreen, has also cut ties with the group. A recent email purportedly from a Pitt professor to Silkscreen indicated that interns had complained of sexually discriminatory behavior. But Film Studies Director Randall Holly said the school stopped sending interns there a year ago for reasons unrelated to alleged sexual misconduct. I'm Bill O'Driscoll, 90.5 WESA News.